Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Great photograph on the front of the Irish Sun of more Irish Olympians biting their medals. This is a thing that you do when you win an Olympic medal, you bite it. And the photograph is of Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch. Thrilled to Bites is the headline over the photograph. Philip and Dara celebrate their bronze medal victory. The headline on the front of the Irish Sun is Oarsome Twosome. And three more Irish boats rowing for gold today, including lightweight double sculls aces Paul and Fintan. So we are flat out at the Olympics rowing today. Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy go for glory in the lightweight double sculls. Same photograph, or same people in the photograph, on the front of the Irish Independent, Dara Lynch and Philip Doyle celebrating their bronze medals after yesterday's double sculls A final. They claimed what is Irish rowing's fourth ever Olympic medal and a first in the male heavyweight division. And if you're a fan of the Olympics and Ireland's participation in it, today and tomorrow, absolutely flat out with the events that are on, with Irish athletes competing. And we do have some medal hopes, so enjoy that if you're a fan of the Olympics. I don't know how you couldn't be a fan, because there's so much going on and it's drama as well as sport. The main story in the front of the Irish Independent revealed bosses make up half of top 10 earners at RTE. So for a long time, we have the top 10 list of earners in RTE, the presenters, and we hear about what Joe Duffy and Ryan Tuberty and Claire Byrne and all those are earning. But actually, it turns out that RTE senior executives are paid higher salaries than many of the top 10 star presenters. We used to call them talent. We don't call them talent anymore. Joe Duffy is now the best paid star on RTE following Ryan Tuberty's departure, but executives follow in second and third place on the list of high earners. The RTE annual report shows five management team members easily fit into the real top 10 earners list. And in the top three there, it's Joe Duffy, followed by executives Adrian Lynch and Richard Waghorn. That's the main story on the front of the Indo. The front of the Irish Daily Mail, going back to the Olympics, Olympic outrage. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast. Watching this gruesome mismatch between a woman and a biological male left me fearing ideology will get someone killed, is the headline by David Jones on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Kelly Harrington fought this opponent in the last Olympics and there wasn't a word about this, but this time round it's a big drama. The main story in the front of the Irish Daily Mail, families in Middle Ireland are set to benefit from a cut to inheritance tax in the budget. So another day, another kite being flown, this time cuts to benefit tax, inheritance tax, and families will benefit from this. It has been mooted for some time. And Jack Chambers, the finance minister, saying yesterday that the inheritance tax is a significant imposition on families. So there's still a lot of budget talk in the papers today, still talking about the pension and tax cuts for workers and all that stuff. So 2nd of August, we've a long way to go until the October 1st budget, but it's good fodder for the papers on a quiet August morning. The main story on the front of the Irish Examiner is about Valerie's Law. This is the family of a West Cork mother of three murdered by her husband. They're campaigning to change the law to ensure that parents who intentionally kill their partners lose guardianship rights of their children. And it's going to be called Valerie's Law. Already the bill is being drafted by Social Democrats leader Holly Kearns. It has the support of other TDs in Cork. Currently, men who kill their partners or ex-partners fully retain guardianship of their children. So the family campaigning to get this changed. The front of the Irish Times says that American extremists linked to a notorious neo-Nazi group are creating propaganda material for the Irish far right aimed at driving support for anti-immigration protests. So we have Americans doing up posters and leaflets, and it's directed towards Irish and Irish-American audiences. They've been distributed online with instructions that they should be printed out and displayed in public places. One of the group's main tactics is to blanket an area with flyers and posters featuring extreme anti-Semitic imagery and conspiracy theories there. So they're talking about true patriots, and there's one person quoted as saying that basically housing in Ireland for use for Ukrainian refugees, and he can't wait until the Gardaí are burnt to death alive by true Irish patriots. So it's really sinister stuff. More about that on the front of the Irish Times. Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star go with the same story. Casey rape case probed, as the Mirror and the Star says Bishop Casey pedo probe. Gardaí are to reopen the files on Bishop Eamon Casey after allegations he sexually abused a niece from the age of 5. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris confirming last night that officers are examining the original investigation into rape allegations made against the late cleric. Inside the papers, we heard there that the airport is going to be flat out this weekend. Dublin, Shannon, Cork, they're very, very busy, all the airports, because it's a bank holiday weekend. In the Times of London, we are being told that the era of tiny toiletries is going to continue for a significant time because the EU is reimposing the 100 milliliter rule from September. We thought we were going the other way, that we get rid of the 100 mil rule, but actually no, the EU officials say that airports with the next generation CT scanners would go back to the old restrictions on liquids. The new CT scanners were designed to allow you to take more liquid through security because they generate detailed 3D images of what's inside the bags. But the European Commission isn't happy, and now the 100 mil rule is back. So just a bit of hassle. Things like having to throw out a bottle of water. I saw someone last time I was in the airport having to throw out a very expensive large aftershave because I think they had too much liquids. That you're only allowed one bag rather than two. There was some rule anyway, and they had to throw it out, and they were very, very annoyed about it. But the 100 mil rule still is going to continue. Lifeguards are giving out at a Dublin beach about dangerous staffing levels. The Irish Times has the story. Lifeguards working at one of Dublin's most popular beaches have raised serious concerns for public safety, including what's called an extremely dangerous level of staffing. These are lifeguards at Dollymen Strand, Bull Island, and they say only three lifeguards have been recruited this summer, and this is fewer than half the 7 personnel the Dublin City Council has itself set as the number required. You can read more about that in the Irish Times. The Star has an interview with some motorcyclists about what they see on our roads. Two motorcyclists who say they've passed drivers eating cornflakes in their cars are urging road users to drive with care and consideration ahead of the bank holiday weekend. These are motorbike enthusiasts Diarmaid Corcoran and Derek Gannon, who say more education and training is needed. And Derek says that he drives his motorbike about 600 kilometres to work every week. And every day, he says he sees people in their cars on the M50 eating cornflakes, reading the paper, and on their mobile. I've seen it all. Distraction is another key player in road deaths in my mind. I did see a woman recently on the N7 doing her makeup. I know it's all about saving time, but no point saving time if you're going to die on the roads. Quite extraordinary to think people are eating their breakfast, their cornflakes, on the M50. Bit of entertainment news. Well, not entertainment news, but celebrity news from The Sun. It looks like it's finally all over between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. The Sun reporting they're expected to file for divorce in the coming days, 20 years after their first split. And final story, Ireland's best looking celebrities have been revealed in the Mirror. Paul Mescal has been crowned the most attractive Irish celebrity by AI. They put the images of 50 celebrities in Ireland through an AI beauty calculator to determine who is the best looking, and Paul Mescal came out on top with a score of 9.01 out of 10. Actress Charlie Murphy comes second, followed by Sarah Bulger. These are all actors. Then we have WWE wrestler Becky Lynch, who comes in fourth, and Hozier is in fifth as the most attractive Irish celebrity. Other celebs in the top 20 include Niall Horan, Ronan Keating, Robert Sheehan, Jesse Buckley, Saoirse Ronan and Nicky Byrne. However, I don't see, and the papers highlight this as well, including in the Mirror, Andrew Scott isn't mentioned. Barry Keoghan, Cillian Murphy, Colin Farrell don't make the cut for the top 20. That's according to AI. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.